Thank you. Let's greet each other. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. God really loves you today. First and second service. I really hope that you can attend, because today we'll have this Pastor Ishibashi, who is the chairman of the denomination of the Japan Christian Churches, and he will come to our church in the afternoon, and he will talk about the non-pastoral churches, and he will be really talking about the I'll be talking about how was the oldest ministry for the non-pastoral churches. And today our first service title is the My Time for Gospel Application and Reply. Please leave some space there, because we will write something. We do have the current address. Where is your church? Where is your address? What's your address? That is the Acts 1:1. That's your current address. It's only Christ is the your current address. Only the God's kingdom is, and only the filling with the Holy Spirit. That's your current address. Then, because this triune God. Is actually at the throne, transcending the space and the time. God prepared the blessings. That's 393. That is your current address. So this is your current address. But you do have you have some worries. You have the big problem. Then you have lots of conflict. This conflict is usually it's all about with the people. Human relationship, and many of you have the hardships. Maybe some incidents happen. You may be facing the crisis. So the people are really having this problem. Then what can be this problem for you? So through this conflict, through this crisis, all the time you have the disbelief against God. Because your current address is the only Christ, and only kingdom, God's kingdom, and only filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the true blessing that you must enjoy. However, you are full of problems. Some problems might come, and then some conflicts may be happening in the human relationship. Some incidents, hardships might come to you. But when you face to that, you really have to go back to this current address. But however, you will be captured by that disbelief. That's why you cannot get the reply, you cannot get the response. Why? Because you don't have any ability. So you live every day, and that's how you. This is how you live. Because God, what God really wants you to do. You should really find out your identity. What's your identity? The reason why God really gave you the problems so that you can really restore the gospel. So it's not the problems, it's not the, you have to go back to your current address. But all these things are really given because you, God really wants you to restore the gospel. Because these things cannot be really resolved if it's not by the gospel. So surely God wants you to restore the gospel, because you're the remained one. So through this crisis, problems, hardships, what does He want you to do? Then He wants you to restore the power of the God's kingdom. Because you are the remaining ones. That's how God is really wants you to arise. Through this, all these hardships, the disability, God gave you all this, but He chose you to revive the world. Revive the world. Through the hardships, through the problems, then indeed He wants you to leave the posterity, because you are the one who will leave behind. So your personal problems, business problem, human problem, or you may have all these difficulties, but you really have to figure out who you are. Where are you now? You are in the Christ who really solved all the problems. That is what it means by the mean the acceptance. But even we try to live our better life, but we are just surrounded by the darkness, and you have continuously received those problems and hardships to you. So that's why, to break down the darkness and kingdom of the darkness, we should really make sure this God's kingdom will be established upon me. And that's where you are. That's your current address. We cannot really bear all these hardships, because we always have the limit. So we do really need the filling of the Holy Spirit and power of the Holy Spirit. And we are in the field of nobody. No one can do anything. No one can do anything, and nothing can be done. That's the field of the nobody and nothing. There's nothing. You're in that kind of field, and then that's where you actually live. So if you use just your power, then you have no choice but to receive this problem all the time. So you really have to think and realize, where are you? And that's very important. Mm-hmm. It looks like God really gave you the problem, but you, God really wants you to restore the gospel, restore the power, restore the world. All of a sudden, we are having the earthquake. You're here, you're called to really restore and revive this world, revive this culture, because you're the one who can remain. And in this world, you should really revive the others, revive this culture, because most of the time, this culture is culture of the darkness. And this culture is all the corruption, corrupted culture, and all the remnants. And this culture will just make the remnants sick and unhealthy. If those remnants who really know this taste and enjoyment, and then they have no choice but to follow there. That's why, since they are small, we make sure that this identity and current address is rooted in them. Every day, you really have to open up your eyes. And every single day, if you live this and that way, then it will just one day will pass. But you really have to look at yourself. What did you grab hold on to live your life in a day? And that's very important. And I really bless you in the name of Jesus Christ to enjoy these blessings. But it's not about the hardships. It's about the time for you to restore the power of God. It's not really the difficulty. But rather, you have to know that you are the one who will revive the world and revive the posterity. And you really have to find out this identity in order for you to do that. So even though it looks like you have the problems and so don't fall into that disbelief, but you have no choice but to really fall into that disbelief. It's rather you are having the disbelief because you think you're right. But it's not about that. It's not really about the disbelief against the people, but it's against your thought that you're actually thinking you're right. But you really have to I will draw two pictures. We have the Genesis 3. Are we under the influence of the Genesis 3? Or are you under the influence of Christ? That's everything. When you really receive the word, then you really have to think about this. Because as long as you live this world until you die, then you have no choice but to have the problem. If you believe in Christ or not believe in Christ and you still have the problem, the acceptance is everything. It's because it will determine if you're under the Christ or under God or under Satan. That's the difference between the acceptance or not accepted. Are you in the background of the hell or background of the kingdom of God? That's what it means by the acceptance, meaning of the acceptance. So are you in the authority of the hell and the Satan, or are you in the authority of that of God and heaven? That's what it means by the acceptance. And truly, you have accepted Christ. And eternally, God is in you, indwelling in you. And you're in the authority of God's blessing, and you're in everything. But we do have the physical body, and as soon as you were born into this world, and this world looks so prosperous and glowing, but inside of that there's a darkness, and you have no choice but to just fall into the disbelief. Because you have the problem, then you will fall into the disbelief. Why? So Genesis 3:8, you fall into that. Because when you have the problem, and then Satan will just make you avoid God's face. That's why you really have to grab hold onto the Christ all the time. Why? Because Satan is always, as soon as you receive the problem, and then Satan will lead you and fall into the problem. Then you always think about the problems. You're repeatedly thinking about the problems. And because of this problem, then you will be depressed. You will be panicked. You'll just go up and down. And that's how it works upon you. That's Genesis 3. That's under the Genesis 3. You always have the disbelief. And you don't stand. You cannot stand before God. You cannot stand before the God's word. And you keep avoiding God's face. Then, what will enter into you? You will keep having the worries. The more you have the worries, and then the more you have the conflicts, and it will get worse and worse. And through the anxiety and the conflicts, and then Satan is just looking at all these channels, then you'll be destroyed by Satan. And because of Satan, you will have the deception, you will be deceived. Then you have the misconception. I'm a God's child, but how come I'm like this? How come I keep having the failure? How come I have the conflicts and worries and anxieties? How come I have the pains? Then all this through these visible problems, and then through the disbelief, and then Satan will keep really deceiving you so that you won't stand. You cannot stand before God, and then you will be spiritually dark and dim, and you cannot really find the way. Then you keep just wondering. That is how you are under the pressure and this influence of the Genesis 3. But today, you are God's child, but you will be influenced by the Christ. You should live in this. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, and then Galatians 2:20, with Christ I was crucified on the cross, and now I live physically because of the faith in God, in Son of God. So every day you do have actual problems and all these things, and not, you don't have to be captured by all these things. You should remain in the feeling of the Holy Spirit. That's someone who is receiving the influence of the Christ. Then believers, non-believers, the problem is that we do have the problems. Isn't that right? Even if you are believers and non-believers, we all have the problems. Mm-hmm. But someone who are saved through the Christ, those who are centered with the Christ, all these problems have been really, you have to look at the problems that in the eyes of the John 19:30, because our problem is the one who was just completed and finished. That is, by the Christ, it became the answer. So I don't believe, I don't fall into the disbelief. I have the problem, I will look for the God's plan. What's God's plan? It's important. Because you have find the, you have found the God's plan, because you're the under the influence of the Christ, you're not gonna have the conflict, or you're not gonna be deceived by Satan. What are you gonna do? You will stand before God's word. You will see things by the God's word. Then you will just reconcile. Reconcile what's the God's plan, what's the God's will. That's someone who is under the influence of God's word and Christ. And then after you found out that, but through the word of God, and then you confirm. That's how, that's the person who is under the influence of Christ. The more confirmation you receive, then you can even meditate before God, before the problems. So wherever you meditate, God will be working upon you through the Holy Spirit. That is the Christ. This is the life of people who really have the, who lives in the Christ. The more they meditate, the more they will find the God's plan. When you really find out this God's plan, then you will know that God is with me. Isn't that right? God is with me. When you really enjoy that with, then that's when you have the Emmanuel. Ah, that's why God really allows me to have this. God, these incidents were allowed by God to happen to me. Then when you look at all these things, all these failure, mistakes, the weakness, incidents, everything, all the problems throughout all these things, and God is the one who really made all these things into the good things. That's the oneness. That's oneness. So this kind of life is someone who is really influenced by the Christ. That's why then Jesus is the, you can have the conclusion that Jesus is the Christ. That's the blessing you have to enjoy. That's it. This is the answer. Because every day, if you look at yourself, you live in this earth, on this earth, and until you really finish your life, all these things will be really happening to us. And then we have no choice but to receive those things, because we are the under the influence of the Genesis 3. And then all of a sudden you have some incidents, all of a sudden you have the problems, and then you feel like, oh, things are going well, but all of a sudden some problems came, and then some, after one problem, then one after another. All this cycle is going on. It's gonna be just going on. No one can deny it. Those who have the successful people will have their own level of the conflicts and problems. Because all the people will have all these fundamental problems of the Genesis 3. That's why the reason why Jesus came is that to break down the force and the of the problem, fundamental problem of the Genesis 3, and he finished everything. And he completed everything. All the problems, you should really look, find out the problems in the Christ. Because you should stay in the mystery of Christ. Then all these problems and hardships, all these things were really into the then God is really making you realize that many things and many God's will, God's plan, all these problems had been really actually solved, and then actually God is really with you. That those things are hidden in these big problems. If you don't know these problems, if you don't know this answer, it doesn't really matter how much of the God's word you have actually received. You don't really have any influence of the Christ. God's word, you really have to grab a hold onto the God's word as your word. Then you should have this conclusion. What kind of conclusion is that? All the problems, all the problems is given for you to establish the throne. Seven remnants in the Bible, all these problems, hardships, and problems with the people, when they really had this, they figured that out at that place. They really realized that God's plan, God's will. So that's why all of them, all the remnants, received the answer that is worth of the 100 years. So all the problems and hardships is actually the answer for your answers for 100 years. If you look at the Joseph, Samuel, David, the answers for 100 years worth, you have received the answers. So that's why you have to confess like this. You have the problems or not? Do you have the problems? Do you have the problems? Or you don't have the problems? No problems? You don't have the problems. It seems like you do, but you don't. Does it make sense? It looks like you have the problems, but you don't. If you're under the influence of the Genesis 3, you have the problems. But if you're under the influence of the Christ and you don't have the problems, isn't that right? That's why your thoughts is very important. Are you really in the Christ? You have to confess every day. You don't have the problems. Then it is for you, it may look like your problems, but it's actually God's plan. If you're under the influence of the Genesis 3, you will not be able to see the God's plan, because everything is your problems and concerns and no answers. You may look for the answer. You will look for the answers and you really feel like, oh, I might receive the answer, but then you will actually go to the religions and the fortune telling, but there is no answer. They don't have the answers. Why? Because themselves are fall into the Genesis 3 problems. That's why we can't have the answers in those things. Where exactly can you find the God's plan? You can find it only in the Christ. Because you you are under the influence of the Christ. You need to remain in that. You have to confess that it's okay.
没关系.
It's okay. Because it's finished already. You really have the problem if you're under the Genesis 3 problems, because it's your problem and then you keep blaming others and other things. But if you're under the influence of Christ, then everything is hallelujah, because it's all finished and it's okay. In your life, in your house, in the relationship with your children, in any kinds of situation and circumstances, you really have to find out where you are, your current address, where your current address is. What is your identity? You have to find that out. And that's it. You all the time, you'll be really focusing on that. When you fall into the, when you feel good, then you, when you feel good, and then you're like, oh, I'm God's child. But if you're not, if you're in the situation, in a difficult situation, then you'll be wondering. So it's important to know who you are and where you are, because that is the God's word that can really change you completely. Any kinds of experiences you have, those things don't really matter. In Christ, if you live in the Christ, and if you really look at things in the God's plan, then everything will be fulfilled. So all of you, grab hold on to the God's plan. And then these things are really given for you to restore the gospel. So we'll have that conclusion. You have the house, home, church, and then the business. What's your problem in your house? Because your life in the house is really the basic. Then at church, you will learn the fundamentals. And then you will learn the basics. We should have the basic knowledge as a human. Now I understand why I don't have anything about English. I don't even have the basic of that. So I was very sick. That I didn't really have, I couldn't really go to the school and didn't really have the basics of the knowledge. When I look at my sons, and then I'm so happy to look at, it's my like very substitute. When I have something, then when I have something, I'll just need to take one of my sons. Why? Because I cannot use English just because I don't have the basics. But if you don't have these three things, that in your lifestyle, in your life, and then all these things, your life will be really destroyed. So the basic means your attitude. The fundamental means the spirituality. Then that is the basics means your your ability. So your house is not, your church is not some place that you really talk about physical things and all that, like something fun. You will be talking about the spiritual thing so that you will receive the spiritual power. And there's the things about Christ and the gospel, the missions. That's what we mean by the spiritual church. Then all this spiritual church will be blessed by God. Why? Because God is the one. God really made and created, built the church for the sake of that. Then at school, they will go to school. And that's the ability, that will be your ability. So because of your ability, then you should really make sure that you accumulate the abilities in school. So what should you do? But instead of that, the kids, remnants, are actually receiving the scars at home. Then they will hate. They hate the house. And then truly, if they are like that, then they are under the Genesis 3 influence. If they will be, they should be really thankful that they were born and all that. Even if they have the problems, instead of having the disbelief, but they'll be really thinking of all these problems will be the stepping stone or the springboard. But if these things are just remain as the scars, and then they will just hate the parents, and that means they don't have the basics. They don't have the base. The church is about the fundamental spirituality. Without the spirituality, we have no choice but to be under the influence of Genesis 3, and then all of them will be destroyed. So you shouldn't really have the disbelief, but instead you should really go back to your current address. Instead, you don't say that I don't like this person, that person. You rather wanna embrace everyone, because if they don't have the basics, and they will be destroyed. So the remnants should really have the basics. It's not really about ability. It's not really about your own effort, because you will have the limit, and you have to really grab hold on to the 393 and keep praying. And with this power of the 393, you will be able to study. And then from the throne, then you'll be able, God is actually giving you the wisdom, and then God is the one who will put you at the summit. So the remnants, and including all of us, your current address, where is it? What is your identity? Are you in the influence of the Genesis 3 or the Christ? So you should really be successful in the spiritual state. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving us the God's word, how to be victorious. Let's be able to find out the current address. Let's be able to find out who we are. That's the identity. Am I under the influence of the Genesis, or under the Christ? Let us be able to really equip myself. Then even in the second service, let's really have this devoted worship.
as a child of God to revive the non-pastoral churches. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.